That's right.
We're back. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist, and this is our first episode ever for 2022.
That's right. And it happens to be episode 325, the Spoink episode.
Yeah, we'll bounce again in 2022.
Because he's the bounce Pokemon.
Okay.
That fits. See, apparently it makes sense. You said it. This is the...
We're going to keep it bouncing here, you know.
This is the podcast about gaming, anime, movies, comics, etc.
It used to be music.
Music. Yeah, we're not allowed to do that anymore. So, not music anymore. Man, we still can't even... We still have copyright strike problems, even though we don't do music anymore.
I know, man.
It's so annoying. What kind of world are we living in now, man?
Seriously.
Unfocused world. So, yeah, make sure you go check us out on... You know, YouTube, we have an unfocused podcast, unfocused section there, a Collision 28 section. So check out our videos that we put out.
YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Yes. Also, don't forget to check out Spotify. We're there as well. Apple Podcast.
We're live here on twitch.tv/collision28.
Every week, mostly every week on Wednesday, 7 to 7:30. Stitcher, email us if you have any questions or things you want us to talk about at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. So, AJ.
Damn.
Unfocused week.
This
is the part where we tell you what we've done for the week.
Yeah, kind of give you an idea of what we've been up to. I finished watching, what was I watching? My Hero Academia.
What do you mean you finished?
I'm caught up for what Hulu has on their shit.
Oh, you guys don't have Funimation?
I finished season 4.
Gentle Criminal?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
okay, that's the last thing you saw, right?
Yep. Got finished with all that.
There's like a season more after that out right now.
Yeah, there is a whole other season. It's subbed on Hulu, but it's not dubbed. And I've been watching it dubbed. All you haters,
like
shut the fuck
sucker,
up.
Like a sucker. See, if you wouldn't have done that from now, you could have kept watching, you know?
Yeah, but like, you know, I'm lazy.
Fair enough.
Don't want to read.
I understand.
But yeah, so yeah, but this last season was super chill.
Yeah, it was kind of them bouncing back from that crazy ass season.
Yeah.
With Lemillion and.
And then freaking
All Might. All Might's sidekick, right?
Mm. Yeah, that shit. And just All Might in general just losing his shit, too.
Yeah, actually passing it down.
Yeah.
How crazy was that when he... Wait. Okay, wait a minute. Did you see... Shit, I don't know if you... Never mind. I'm not going to say anything because I don't know what you
saw. I probably saw it.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to say anything. No, I don't want to fuck it up for you. All right.
But we just met a new hero. He's like the number 4, now number 3 hero, the bird dude.
Gohawk. Hawks.
Or it's a Hawks.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he just said Gohawk and I read his name. Mm-hmm. As in Gohawk, not like his name is Gohawk. I don't know. Anyways.
That fool's sick. I like that fool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. And then, you know, shit's happening.
Facts.
Yeah, the whole fight with Gentle Criminal, it was interesting.
I like that whole thing.
It was.
I like that he wasn't too powerful of a villain.
Yeah.
So it actually made sense that Midoriya could have a chance against him. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So that was cool. So yeah, but I'll find a way to watch that next season. You know. And then I did start the first episode of Cobra Kai.
What do you think? Like episode 1, season 1, or season 4, right?
Oh, season 4, yeah, the newest season.
What do you think so far?
Nothing's happened. Just like they're setting up shit. I don't know. I forgot how violent this shit was, but you know, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it yet. Got that new dude from, I guess, one of the old movies.
Yeah, from number 3.
I need to go see those movies, man.
They're all there on Netflix. What are you waiting for?
No, they're on Netflix. Oh, okay. I didn't know.
1, 2, 3, and the next Karate Kid. All 4.
Damn. Okay.
Don't watch the Jaden Smith one.
Oh, come on.
No.
That was like the best one.
Man, can you please accept this pen so I can stab you with your own pen already?
You never heard like, oh man, I gotta go find that meme again. I'm gonna go find the meme so I can read it to you. And anyways, what else have I been doing? You know, got some. Oh yeah, so I kind of went and went crazy. I think on Saturday or something, New Year's Day, went to Frank and Sons, and you know, just shopping around, seeing what kind of Digimon shit I can find. You know, I'm also trying to look for a cool mat, like a Digimon mat, a play mat. Mm-hmm. I haven't found any yet. But some people were selling the new starter decks, right? That the new blue and red ones, the Old Forest and the Gallantmon decks, right?
Okay.
And a lot of people were selling for like $20 each, maybe $15 each here and there, but usually $20 each, right? And I was like, okay, you know, kind of expected, right?
This one, I don't know, dude, I usually get them for 15 or 16. That's the number I usually find.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, that's what I'll say. Like, usually see about 15. Most people sell them for 20. You know, get the extra couple bucks in there, you know?
Okay.
So I was like, whatever, you know. I saw one dude, though. He was selling them 15 each, but if he bought both or two of them, it was 2 for 25.
Oh, good deal.
So that's what I did.
Good deal. Smart move.
I got a blue and a red deck.
That's cool. And so you got the memory boosters from both, right?
Yeah.
Damn, that's
so
dope.
So they both have memory boosters, which we were asking about last week. It's like, yeah. Does the other deck come with the same shit or is it different?
So AJ confirms. It's
the same shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's cool. No booster packs, though. Like the previous starter decks, right? Now we got these memory boosters.
Yeah, now we got. I think the memory boosters are better. I prefer that.
They're dope. Yeah, you're guaranteed them, right? Rather than getting a pack that's don't know what the fuck we're gonna get. Yeah, right?
I wonder we're getting a BT7.
I don't know, but so I got two of those, and then I also bought a box BT5.
Oh, nice. BT5? Okay.
Yeah, and it was like $65. It was the cheapest box I can find. That was BT5. And I think 65 is like the cheapest I've seen in a while too, for a box of Digimon cards. I was trying to get myself a new Zort Defeat and all that. Nah, I got a new Zort, but not a Defeat. And I got an Alt Art Omni, so that was cool.
Wait, from what?
BT5.
Oh, BT5.
Yeah,
okay.
You know how many fucking, like, there's five or four Omnis fucking?
Yeah, there's like at least four.
I got one of the four.
Nice. Is it the close-up to his face or the stabbing one where he's stabbing the picture?
It's one of them. I don't know. I don't remember which one. Okay. It's the one with Omnimon with the sword, you know?
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I think that's pretty much it. You know, played some Smash, played some... Drew and Chris came through for New Year's. And,
oh, yeah.
The three of us and
Carlos. I tried to catch them.
We played Drew bought Monopoly, Marvel's Avengers Edition, and this shit looks dope. It's like fucking anyone that wasn't dusted was a game piece.
Oh, that's first off, that's tight right away. You had to be not dusted to be a piece.
Exactly. If you weren't dusted, you were a game piece. So that included Nebula, which we're trying to figure out who the fuck is this? Oh, it's Nebula.
That's funny.
And then the Gauntlet was also one of them, too. So, yeah, we played with those. And then it was an interesting game because rather than having, like the properties, right? Like Boardwalk and all that shit, right? They were actually other Avengers, the ones that were dusted. Mm-hmm. So you had Gamora on there. You had, like, Groot on there. You had freaking Nick Fury, all that, right? They're on the board. And the whole thing was, like, you weren't buying property, but you were recruiting members. And so that's kind of how the game was played. So you had someone on your team. And then you know how you have your railroads on the Monopoly board? Instead of railroads, they were members of the, what are they called? Thanos' children? The
Black Order.
The Black Order, yeah. So it was them instead there. And what you had to do is you had to fight them. So depending on how many people you had in your team, you can roll that many number of times. So if you had yourself plus one property, then you had two rolls, right? Or five properties plus yourself, you had six roll opportunities to defeat them. And you had to roll whatever number is on the board there. So if you got to, Proxima Midnight, she like says, roll a three. So I had to keep rolling until you roll a three. If you can't roll a three with all your available rolls, you got to pay $200 at the bank. But if you do beat her, you do roll a three within those rolls, then you get to roll again and move on. So that was an interesting little twist to the game. So that was cool. We also at the same time turned on Endgame. You know how you like, you know, start playing the movie
at a certain time.
So mm-hmm. When midnight drops, you get the snap.
Oh, that's funny.
So we try to do that. Apparently, I learned that.
But which snap?
Iron Man snap.
Okay.
So we're trying to do that, right? And so I was looking. You have to start the time, or you start the movie at 9:30:30. That's when you're supposed to start it. 9:30:30. So I went to go like looked at the clock on my computer. Chris gave me a different time off his phone. He's like, "Oh, do it now." I'm like, "No, my internet time from my computer says we're 30 seconds off. Let me just do it on the internet time because I trust the computer more than the phone right now. Because I don't know, the phone sometimes off sometimes, right?" Hmm. So I started when my computer said it was 9:30.
I feel like the phone would be more accurate because the phone's like logged in all the time, like. It's connected to the network. Like it corrects it whenever it's off.
That's true too. Maybe I should have like thought about it like longer, you know. But we're like in that moment, we're like, we got to do it now, or like, you know.
So decisions had to be made.
Exactly right. We only have 30 seconds to decide this. We're not. I didn't have that much time to like think about that. Anyway, so we started off the computer time, and then it came to midnight, and we turned around to like wait for the snap, and then you know the part like Thanos has, you know, he got the gauntlet, he snaps, and nothing happens, right? Mm. That's when midnight hit. Thanos says empty snap.
Oh, that's funny.
It hit midnight. You're we're like, wait, what's going on? I'm like, my clock still says it's 11:59, and everyone's like, no, it's midnight. I was like, fuck, we got the fake snap, and it was perfect too. Actually,
that's even funnier.
That's even the funnier part is like the fake snap was perfect, and then 30 seconds later we got the Iron Man snap. I was like, shit, we missed it. So that was funny. And then Drew won Monopoly. We're not gonna talk about that. and then yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, play some Digimon and all that. I kind of built a new type of deck. I had to take pieces off some other decks though.
Oh, I built a new one too.
But I want to try it. It's not like a you know, top tier deck or anything, but it's something that I want to fuck with.
Yeah, I built a new one too. We're gonna have to mess around with that. Hey, do you have any ancient Garurumons? You ever heard of that one?
Yes, I probably. I don't know. Let's see.
It's a holo.
Do you have any? I don't know what I'm looking for.
My focus week. Let's see. Oh yeah, I finished the Thor comic, which is this movie Love and Thunder is gonna be based on.
What color is ancient Garurumon?
Blue. Holy shit! Thor Love and Thunder is gonna be sick if it's anything even close to this comic. It doesn't have to be the same. If it's even close, it's gonna be fucking sick. Yeah, and I just really appreciate it. Christian Bale being this guy, Gore the God Butcher, is going to be pretty dope, I can imagine. Yeah, so I just really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't have any.
Any Kendo Garurumon? And otherwise, what other things did I see? I've been watching Fruits Basket, which I'm getting on the edge of my seat.
Oh, man, right?
I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
what happened last?
The last thing I saw was Akito, you know, showed up. And talk shit to Yuki again, you know? And
which time? That always happens.
Yeah, but it was that time by the reef, you know, like in second season. And
you're in second season.
Yeah, and he thought Yuki was going to be all bothered by it, but Yuki was actually fine. Like, he didn't trip. He was just at the beach chilling, you know?
Oh, at the beach, yeah.
But he did do something interesting. He gathered all the Zodiacs together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing this dude's the rooster, Kurino.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they're all like, oh shit, Kurino's here. This motherfucker's never here.
Yeah.
And as soon as they got there, he's like, all right, Kurino, you can leave. I was like, and then even Shigure says something about that. You should really let the rest of the family interact with Kurino. And he's like, that's pointless. And I was like, wow, okay, fine. Akito's just a dick, man. Like, yeah. He just sucks. You know, he got all of them together and just to kind of talk shit to them, you know, and like just kind of tell them, like, yo, you guys better not get too used to this freedom you're having at Shigure's house.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, he didn't even ban them or nothing. He didn't stop them. He just said, just don't get comfortable.
He just comes to talk shit all the time. That's
yeah,
all.
Just to bring them all down and shit.
Yeah.
I've never even drawn this fucking card, or I don't know what the fuck's up with this card at
like,
all.
I feel like I've seen this ancient Garurumon before. I don't have any, though. Apparently, I got zero somewhere.
So weird. It's like, what is it from? BT5? Four?
Four.
See, that's probably why I don't know. I thought you would have one,
yeah,
or two,
right?
Though, right?
I might have traded him off.
Hmm. Anyway.
I should have these though. Yeah, apparently I got two somewhere.
And if you have any Lobomons too, but I'm sure you gave me all of them already.
I'll look someday.
So other things I did, I built a new deck, the Gabumon deck, you know, Gabumon Bond of Friendship. I don't know how it's gonna work. I haven't actually played it yet, but I'm down to test it.
Okay.
I watched Boba Fett both episodes. There's two out now. Holy shit, that shit's really good. I think now that there's two episodes out, it's worth watching if you guys want to start. But Boba Fett's really sick. A lot of Dune copying. More Dune copying and fucking Star Wars now. God damn it. But still, it's pretty cool. I think that pretty much covers my focus. Did I do any other cool stuff? I won the hammer again.
Oh, yeah. You know, it just happens now.
It just happens, you know?
Yeah.
I had some surprise competition. Obviously, AJ was there and Chris was there. So I had some, you know, obviously I knew I was going to have a little competition. But Wyatt was there, and I forget that he plays Smash, and I had extra fucking super difficult competition, because I don't know how Wyatt plays, you know?
You know what's funny?
What's that?
Is that, so, today, in case you guys didn't know, we're doing predictions on the episodes at the end of the, like, show after we go through some news. We'll go review our predictions from last year, you know, see where we're right, and then we'll make new predictions for next year. We'll do this all over again, right? Mm-hmm. But as I was listening to last year's episode, to kind of find those predictions, we know we did our own focus weeks, and guess what we talked about? We talked about playing Smash with Wyatt.
Really? That we wanted to do that?
A year ago.
That's funny. And we damn, mission complete. We did though, right?
So, yeah. So exactly a year ago, or pretty much a year ago.
That's funny.
We talked about playing against Wyatt. That's how I knew he played Min-Min. And Jesus, that's why, man. I asked him about it too when we got there. And like, he's still playing Min-Min. He's like, yeah, I'm playing. Yeah. Like, I know this because I just heard it on an episode like just the other night.
Dude, I honestly can't believe I beat his Min-Min. I fucking hate Min-Min, man. She fucks my game up. I hate that card.
You said about the same shit last time.
I don't know how I was able to win that. Even now, I'm still baffled. I'm like, yeah, I got lucky as fuck. I feel like I got lucky, you know? I don't know.
That Kazuya, though, Kazuya was crazy, right?
Yo, I didn't know how to fight Kazuya either. Yeah, that fool, like, was fucking me up, too.
I kind of, like, I knew to kind of stay away from him, but, like, I didn't realize how fucking strong his attacks are, though.
He can knock you out, like, in, like, just a few hits.
Yeah. You know, I was fucking around with Kazuya, though, and I learned he kind of has what we've always wanted.
What's that?
Corner A's attack and shit like that.
Oh, what? Yeah.
You know that tornado kick he does where he fucking does that cyclone kick?
It's corner
kick?
A?
It's a corner A attack.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's up forward A.
Dude, this should open the door for that in Smash. Like, why isn't that a thing for everybody?
Maybe that's a way of them testing it. But he has a couple of corner moves I was like finding. I was like, oh shit, this is crazy. But yeah. So that's a thing.
That is cool. Fuck yeah.
Maybe in the future Smash, who knows?
You know, part of my prediction is corner moves. but no, okay, I guess, yeah, it's got the hammer back, you know, it's with its true owner again, you know, the power of thunder is with me. I just gotta decide if I want to do Soul or Brawl or Smash Brothers again, but it looks like we're kind of talking about making Smash Brothers the main game from now on, which kind of sad, but I guess I'm cool with it.
I mean, both games...
I always wanted to get better at Smash Brothers, so...
Yeah, both games are kind of, like, not growing anymore, so I guess we're good.
We're keeping that tradition of ours alive. Yeah. Playing the dead game.
I'm kind of like waiting for KOF to drop though. KOF 15.
I'd be down to try that out and see if we like it.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
But yeah, we'll see what happens with that.
Anyway, yeah. Unfocus, guys.
Yeah, just going to some news now because we have no reviews.
Yeah, we can't review Boba Fett. You haven't seen it yet.
I guess we could get into that once I start watching it.
Yeah, once you start watching it. Is there? There's nothing else? Really, there's nothing else on to review. We haven't watched anything.
No, there's no Marvel shit anymore.
Yeah, and there's rumors that Moon Knight going to drop in February, but we'll see.
We'll see.
We haven't announced any dates for any of the stuff except for the movies. Yep. Like, none of the show dates.
And a lot of that shit has been... Even the Morbius, which is supposed to come out, like, what, this month or next month?
It's April now.
Yeah, news guys, by the way. I don't think that anyone had it in their notes today.
Oh, but, I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, but Morbius got moved up to May as well?
April.
That's just before Doctor Strange. Like, what are they planning? Or are they worried about the virus?
I think maybe reshoots. I don't know.
You guys, for Morbius, that was supposed to drop this month?
I don't know. Maybe. I can only imagine if there's going to be any connection that Morbius is going to be Doctor Strange. You know, Morbius and Doctor Strange are buddies, Midnight Suns.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they're going to do that, but you know, right. That's what I could imagine if there's some kind of connection there.
Or what if they're like, oh my God, the Spider-Man fucking hit hard. It's still hitting hard. You know, why don't we just move everything off to the side for a bit to help Spider-Man grow more?
That is what it is. I saw a news article. I just breezed through it and I didn't think about it until you mentioned it right now. I'm going to find that article now. They said just that.
Yeah.
That it was because Spider-Man's doing so well and they kind of wanted to let it breathe a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Not that you would have to. I mean, Morbius is not going to be competition for Spider-Man. Maybe they don't want Spider-Man taking money away from Morbius.
Or maybe that, yeah.
That's probably what it is. I'm going to find that article now, though.
Damn. All right, well, let's go into some news then.
News!
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
News. What? Let's get it, crap!
Okay, so, first piece of news. Well, it's not really news. I guess it's a rumor, but Morbius reportedly delayed due to Spider-Man No Way Home's success.
Is that why?
Yeah, I told you. It's almost exactly the reason from what I had read. If you've seen the last Spider-Man No Way Home trailer, yeah, you know the multiverse has officially opened. This is Jared Leto talking. There's all kinds of opportunities for villains to meet up and maybe nurture their more sinister intents.
This is the quote from that little teaser that he put out.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, you were hearing about this.
I seen that, yeah.
Okay.
You know, he said the word sinister, and he said multiverse, and yeah.
He's throwing those
keywords out there.
Definitely Sony told him to say those things, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's not really news, it's just a rumor, but it sounds like it could be true from what we're hearing. Like, I mean, that, like we said, logically that makes sense to, like, not let it take money away from Morbius, because... Who's going to go see Morbius when Spider-Man's got
him? I mean, he's already broke, so he can't really take so much money from him, right?
True.
Cuckoo says Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year, Cuckoos. What's up, man?
What up?
Good to have you back. Okay. Yeah, AJ, you want to hit us with some real news?
Yeah, Morbius moved to... or was it April?
Yeah.
I guess. I'm going to hit us with some news that we don't ever talk about. on Focus. I don't think we've ever talked about shit like this before. But you ever gone shopping at Ulta before?
Oh, my girl has. Is that like a face place or something like
face? Face cream? Place, face paint,
face cream place. So they have face cream, right?
They do have face cream. Yeah, it's like it's a makeup beauty store, you know.
There you go. Yeah, that's, makeup is face cream.
Harry Maraca says you buy new faces. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a place where you go to buy new faces and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, that sounds creepy. Is this like the House of Black and White from Game of Thrones? You know, where she learned how to be a faceless man? It's not like that.
It's close.
Okay,
maybe.
Go on.
I'm not sure about the man part though.
I never get to go in with her, so I don't know what's in there.
I have gone into an Ulta twice within the last couple of weeks.
Yay.
One to buy a gift card for my sister, and for second sister. Time to actually go into the store with my sister to go have her use her gift card. And I immediately like walked down the line, just nothing in for me. Actually, no, there was a small section for guys. I was like, whoa, they got some guys like, you know, hair gel and like, you know, shampoos, I think, or something like that. And I was like, that's cool. That was it. But anyways, what does that have to do with Unfocus? Almost nothing. Almost. But apparently this brand, OPI or OP, they're releasing 12 brand new shades for the collections that are inspired by Xbox.
What?
Each color has a gaming theme name. And there's 12 different colors with their infinite shine, which runs at like $13. And then their nail lacquer also as well, which is like about $10.50. So like there are types of different paints and 12 colors, right? So I guess we got 24 new, I don't know. But here are the colors. We got Achievement Unlocked Lavender. And then we got Can't Control Me, like control as in CTRL, like a keyboard control, right? Can't Control Me Pastel Blue. We have a Heart and Console red color, console, you know.
That's funny.
We got a noob berry, a berry purple color.
Wow, that's fucking funny.
We got pixel dust, you know, a pink. What else is here? A quest for quartz, racing for pinks. I like this one.
I don't get it.
Racing for pink slips. Racing for pinks.
Oh, that's funny. For pink slips. That's funny.
Sage simulation or simulation. What is this? Susie is my avatar. I don't get that one. Oh no, what's the other ones? We got a green here. The past is always greener. I don't get that one. Trading paint. It's an apricorn color. I don't get that one. And then also a You Had Me at Halo color. Oh, that's a very Halo-ish color, actually. Looks like a kind of galaxy type of theme.
Had Me at Halo. I see that. That's funny.
But yeah, those are all your colors. So if anyone, you know, likes nail polish or knows anyone who likes nail polish and, you know, you want some gaming in their life, go check these out. In addition to these colors, though, each qualifying purchase in the U.S. can unlock hue-matched in-game content for Forza Horizon 5 and for Halo Infinite starting February 1st. So whatever color you get, you might unlock some type of skin that kind of goes with this color. So you can match your nail polish to your fucking avatar or your car skin color, you know, or some shit like that. That'd be dope, you know, get like paint color that matches your, I never thought of that. Anyways, and then fans also have the opportunity to win a custom Xbox controller matching the hues, Achievement Unlocked, Racing for Pings, and Can't Control Me. So those three colors might be Xbox controllers that you can win. Just go follow the OPI on IG or on TikTok for details on that if you're interested for, you know, some type of new Xbox controller colors that match these nail polishes.
All right.
You done to get some?
No, I'm straight. vegan KFC. Vegan KFC, as in vegan fried chicken, will be available. This is a plant-based recipe, and you can get it at KFC starting January 10th, which is, what, 3 days? 5 days from now. Apparently, they did, like, some soft openings with it. Some places fucking selling out everywhere.
Okay.
I don't know how good it's gonna be. Now, I'm down to try it out, but I don't know. I'm not.
Does it have a bone?
They have bone. It's what is it? Hold on, let me tell you what they have exactly. They have a 12-piece combo of boneless wings, yeah, and a 6-piece, yeah.
Or they're all boneless, probably.
Yeah, they're all boneless because there's no.
Yeah, you know.
You're out. That's fucking funny. They got nuggets too. Yeah. So
no, that's interesting. Have you tried any like plant-based food before?
I've tried plant-based
Impossible Burger or shit like that.
I haven't had the Impossible Burger, but I've had a plant-based burger. It was all right. It was like a soy-based burger.
Okay.
It was okay. It wasn't bad. Like, it didn't bother me. It kind of did taste like a burger.
All right.
Like, but, you know.
I've been afraid.
I mean, they don't taste horrible. I mean, I haven't gotten it. I've only gotten it one or two times, but both times I was like, man, it's not bad. It's not as good as the actual burger, but, you know, it's pretty good. Mm. I could see if maybe they kept perfecting it and, you know, did some more fun stuff with it. It could be really good, but
okay.
I'd try it out at least. I don't give a fuck, but as long as it tastes good. Yeah, but so vegan fried chicken is coming January 10th. That's Tuesday? Next Tuesday?
Yeah, something like that.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, so if you're a vegan and you want Monday. You want KFC, you can do that. You can get it there. AJ, you got some news?
Yeah, we'll have a review on that chicken next week. No, just kidding. In other news, Sonic Prime, a new membership that you can sign up. No, just kidding. This is the Netflix series coming out pretty soon, right? Mm.
I think we talked about it last week, right?
Yeah, we talked about it, not last week, but like a while back. A couple weeks ago, yeah. But apparently, Jax Pacific, you know, the toy maker,
yeah.
You know, also making the Sonic shit right now, too. You know, them and Netflix are planning some toys that are, you know, going to be in collaboration with this Netflix series.
Of course.
Of course, right? So that's cool. Like, I feel like we haven't had, it looks like they're going to do action figures, play sets, vehicles, plushes, and other collectibles based on the series. So look out for that. 2023, actually. So this is like a whole year away. So that means this series might be coming out by the end of the year or by next year sometime. So that'd be cool. So new Sonic show. I wish there was a Sonic show when I was a kid, you know, with the fucking TV shows and all that. These kids these days don't know how good they got it, man.
They don't even know, man. Everything's so accessible now.
They don't even know.
Yeah.
What you got?
Okay. So, Digimon ban list is apparently going to be coming out later on this year. Later on this month, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was checking out that today, see if there was anything. There's nothing yet.
Yeah, nothing just yet, but that is a thing that's happening.
However, there's a lot of corrections on cards. A lot of, like, the way shit's worded is, like, incorrect or, like, missing shit to make it more make more sense sometimes. There's even a card that says your turn, but it's supposed to be during your opponent's turn. It's like, how do you fuck that shit up?
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I guess there was no way to I don't know. Yeah, but there's cards like that. So nothing that we play a lot of that I notice, except for Malamiotisman, which I do play in that Malamiotisman deck.
You have one of those?
Yeah.
I remember that. That's crazy.
The Malamiotisman. You know, with the fucking Mummy Mon, bringing it out of the graveyard and shit like that. Apparently, you can gain memory for anything deleted on the field, and that the way it's worded is kind of vague, but you get the idea. But apparently, it's just missing an extra few words that says for each Digimon deleted, you gain memory.
Wow, that's a big difference, though. That's crazy.
It doesn't say it, but it doesn't imply that it's not like that, though, you know?
Right. That's annoying.
Yeah. But, like, there's a lot of other shit that's, like, really bad. Like, wow, like, how'd you mess that up, you know? So that's something to go check out if playing Digimon.
Yeah.
All the errors. So many. I don't know why there's so many, though.
And I could see why some of these cards need to be banned now. There's a new card that I pulled out of the classic Digimon pack, which we only got because we had gift boxes. If you guys saw last week's episode, we opened some Digimon gift boxes, which are now gone. We're some of the first people to have classic packs because they don't come out over here.
Mm-hmm.
And one card I pulled out of there was Ice Wall. Cost one. Blue card, one memory.
It cost two, I think.
No, it cost one.
It cost one?
It cost one.
I thought it cost two.
No, bro, it cost one.
I
want
to look it up right now.
No, I'm telling you, that shit cost one.
But yeah.
And it says every Digimon on the field on your opponent's side cannot attack next turn. And that's broken for one. And apparently that's, you know, with this whole ban list thing, that's one thing that they're people are thinking is going to be banned, which honestly I would understand. See, look, one.
Damn, that is fucking broken. I thought it was two.
And apparently what people have been doing in Japan, the reason this is like a thing that people think is going to get banned is because they've had this card in Japan for a few months now.
Yeah.
And everyone in Japan hates this card because blue cards, blue decks play four of these. And they can keep chaining it for four turns or three turns at a time. You can't attack for those three turns. Period. None of your Digimon. That includes Digimon you move from the breeding area to the battlefield.
It only costs one, so you can easily play that.
That's what I'm saying.
Every turn, right?
That's what I'm saying. People chain it every turn.
Yeah.
That's why in Japan they hate it, because people are using it one turn, next turn. So three turns in a row, four turns in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes Digimon moved from the breeding area. It says all Digimon on your opponent's side. So it doesn't matter what time they come in. They're all affected by it. So you just can't attack. And like, for one... That's broken, you know?
That's how you choke them, you know? You're at zero, you play this, and you give them when attacking, lose to memory. So if they do attack, it's going to go back to your side.
Yeah, I can see that, too. I can see that, too.
At one, and you just do it again.
Dude, this is a Takumi Aiba? That'd be mean as fuck, yeah.
It's all your opponents, Digimon. It's not like one of them
That's
either.
What I'm saying, yeah. All of them. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, so this is one people want to get banned. There's one that you have yellow memory something or other. The yellow
reinforcing memory boost. Yes, is what it's called.
Reinforcing memory. I guess apparently there is some shit that we don't have yet in BT7 that works even better with that shit, and people fucking hate it. So they're talking about banning that one. There's other one. There's a bunch of them. There's one that we don't have yet. A tamer called Tommy that does what Hexablaumon does, but it has like less requirements to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And people want that banned. We don't even have it yet. So, but. Yeah, a lot of things people don't want to, like, mainly, there's, like, six cards specifically that all keep coming up, and I'm like, yeah, those are probably going to get banned, so. Yeah, just keep an eye out for that. I'm Bunch guessing around January 17th, January 20th.
Bunch of babies out there, man.
Dude, it's funny how the Lord Nightmon deck restrictions went off, because I guess whatever came out in 6 and what's going to come out in 7 kind of, like, makes that deck not so bad.
Hmm.
So, I think we talked about it earlier in this podcast, maybe a few episodes ago. They're considering, like, they've been already shutting that deck out of some tournaments. Yeah, that's been lifted now, because I guess it doesn't win as much as it was winning now. So BT6 changes the game up a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so. All right. You wouldn't think so with that Dynasmon shit, man. That's just kind of broken.
Dynasmon, I don't know. I pulled him out a few times. He's kind of... I don't know. Maybe I just haven't had it enough. Maybe I should make a deck based off of it rather than have him as a side thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As a side bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another.
He's got to be the main bitch.
Exactly. Can't be a side bitch. I got 3 more stories, by the way.
Wait. Only 3?
Yeah.
All right, let me go again. So, the creator of Beavis and Butthead, if anyone doesn't know, he is getting ready to make a remake. Well, not a remake, a continuation of the old Beavis and Butthead. I think it's been in the work for like 2 or 3 years. And people have been wondering about this for a while. And he finally put out pictures of it. This is Matt Groening, by the way, guys.
Oh, these older versions of Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, the series is going to not continue from where it is. It's going to time skip to where they're older.
Wow, that's funny.
I'm sorry, not I said Matt Groening, but I meant Mike Judd. The guy who does King of the Hill and stuff. And yeah, he gave us some pictures of how they look when they're older, Beavis and Butthead. And they look how you would think they would evolve, you know, from when they were before. And they look like douchebags still.
This
so.
Dude got fatter, like way fatter. Though.
And he fucking smokes. That's funny. Yeah, so I just find that pretty cool.
Oh, is he doing a time jump for King of the Hill too? Says
I know there's gonna be more King of the Hill. I didn't know it was gonna be a time jump for real.
That's
the
crazy.
New King of the Hill's gonna be a time jump. Oh shit, I'm down to watch that.
Oh, they're coming out with a brand new movie, and
on Paramount Plus,
and more on Paramount Plus. No exact date.
Oh, and more. Okay, wow. Maybe Daria's coming back, huh?
I mean, this is Beavis and Butthead will be returning this year with a brand new movie and more on Paramount Plus.
So. That's what I'm saying. And more is like get a show,
a movie and a show, yeah.
Or maybe Daria gets a show. That's what I'm saying. Maybe Daria will come back because that's part of the whole Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, imagine like the Mike Judd over here seeing the fucking MCU right now, how they're connecting all these different movies. It's like, man. I was doing this shit already, but right? Like, I could do it better
for real. Yeah, man,
that'd be cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, MTV is also producing it again, so you know it's gonna have the same spirit that it had before. Interesting. I'm down. Yeah, I'm down. I'm down with this.
Yeah,
I can't wait to watch it. It'd probably be fucked up just as normal.
Remember my
Hopefully,
mom.
They still do music videos. That'd be cool if they did music videos.
Dude,
again.
That one made it too, man. This is them talking shit about certain random music videos.
Yeah, some of them they liked it. Some of them they were like, "Man, that's stupid." Turn it off. Yeah. Like, it's just so funny.
My mom was always like, "Why are you watching this? This is stupid." I'm like. This is hilarious.
Funny.
Like.
other things. So, we might have found out why on the Lego toys for Doctor Strange, it doesn't say Shumagorath. It says Gigantos.
It does say that in the fucking
toys? Yeah, man. Mm. And so, I think anyone remembers what I was saying, that Gigantos is actually a Namor villain. It's a giant tentacle underwater monster that has nothing to do with Shumagorath, right? But apparently... This will actually be Shumagorath in spirit and in energy. Like, he's going to be Shumagorath. They're just calling him Gargantos because apparently Shumagorath first appeared in Conan the Barbarian.
So he's not actually like a Marvel...
No, he is because those Conan things were created by Marvel. Marvel made the books for Conan.
Okay.
But that's Conan's lore, and it came from Conan's stuff before it became a Marvel comic.
That's weird.
So Shumagorath... technically belongs to the Conan stuff.
Yeah.
So that's...
So you're saying we're getting a Conan movie in the MCU?
No. No, that's why they're not calling it... That's why they're not going to call it Shumagorath. Because legally, they can't without paying the...
the writers of Conan and stuff like that.
Yeah, I want to tell you the name of the estate that still owns Conan. But let me see what they're called.
Didn't we get a Conan movie like recently, like in the last like 10, 15 years or something?
Did we?
Or was that, am I thinking of something else?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know about that one. That would make sense. But yeah, I can't remember.
Jason Momoa starred in it. Really?
Oh, what? Really?
When did this come out? So I'm not wrong then.
You're
right?
Not wrong. You're right. Apparently, I didn't know that was a thing. Well, yeah, but apparently Shumagorath is too tied to the rights of Conan, so Marvel.
Robert E. Howard wrote.
Thank you. Conan. Robert E. Howard Estate still holds Conan and Shumagorath, so Marvel, instead of paying them out, I'm guessing Marvel asked them, and they said, well, you got to give us $1 million to use Shumagorath. And they're like, fuck you, we're just going to call it Gargantos. So not only are we getting the wrong name for Shumagorath, but we're being robbed of a Submariner villain from the future, too, or Submariner monster, you know? Mm. So even if Namor comes out, we won't be dealing with that character. This is a little bit annoying. To me, I mean, it's the same thing as, like, Bruce Banner not being played by Edward Norton anymore. I'm not fucking not going to watch the shit. I'm not so mad that I'm not going to watch the shit. I'm just mad that it's not what I want it to be just because of fucking stupid copyright laws, you know?
Yeah.
So annoying. But, you know, Multiverse of Madness coming out in May, later this year. Keep an eye out for that. It's going to be good, I'm pretty sure. What else? One other thing. New Initial D series. I'm not sure if it's a series or a movie, but my buddy Tai Chi here had sent that to us earlier, and I'm like, man, I thought Initial D was done since they had a season called Final Stage, but, you know, apparently that right. doesn't slow them down.
It's not final enough.
Not final enough. So, yeah, new season of Initial D is coming. I don't know how the last one's ended, so I don't know what's being implied by the trailer. This was just announced 2 days ago, so
yeah,
you guys
can't keep read Japanese, so. What the fuck does MFG mean?
Motherfucking good.
Motherfucking gangster, right?
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. Bam, MF MFG. Ghost.
Steve says MF Ghost.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
He says it's a big time jump. Okay.
Oh, there's a big time jump too. Okay. That's cool. I wish I was more familiar with like tuners like this, but I'm not.
You should watch Initial D, man.
I have the first season sitting in my computer somewhere.
I'll say, I said what I said. You should watch Initial D.
Yeah.
You're going to like it.
One day.
Yeah, new Initial D season going.
2023, go!
Do we have a toy roundup?
No, we don't.
Okay, I think I did about three of them. You want to go for one?
So, yeah, you took the Initial D one. I was going to talk about two.
Oh, shit.
But you pretty much said the same thing I said.
My bad, I didn't know you had that one on there. Shit. Can we do more than?
I don't need a picture of this. I just throw this one in here real quick. Sony announced at CES this year they are VR2. Their virtual reality headset, PSVR 2, will have a 4K HDR compatible OLED screen built inside of it with a 2000 by 2040 ratio resolution in there per eye, 90 to 120 hertz, 110 degrees of field of view. One of the cool things that I noticed about it that's kind of new is eye tracking. There's going to be eye tracking within this headset now, which sounds cool. So there's a possibility of you being able to control the game a little bit better with that. I know there's this technology that exists where the quality, you know, because graphics, you know, you got to think of graphics. And when a graphics card builds the image that you're seeing on your screen, it has to build everything that you're able to see, right? But there's certain technology that exists where it can only focus, it can build perfectly right in the middle and keep everything and surrounding area kind of blurry. So it doesn't have to build so much all at once. It can just build exactly what it needs to right in the center where you're actually looking at, and everything else around it can be a little bit blurry because you're not focused on that, right? With eye tracking, like this headset's going to have, it can always do that, and it's always going to be good where you won't notice it, you know, because you're always focusing at one point, and that thing will know where you're looking, and it'll know to focus all its generating GPU stuff right there. So that's cool. We might make it run a lot more better in some ways, and definitely be able to give you that higher refresh rate, that higher FPS. It's also going to have 3D audio, new VR2 Sense controllers and all that. Don't have a date for it yet, but they're kind of showing it off. The one downside, though, is that it still needs to be plugged into a PS5. People are hoping this will be going wireless, but it's not. But yeah, I mean, look out for that in the future.
All right.
When should we get a VR headset?
I guess we should get one and try it out. I'll be down to split one with you just so we can try it out.
We'll see.
If you're ever interested in for real, I'll be down. I just don't know shit about it.
I'm scared of getting a headset because I get motion sickness from playing like FPSs,
Yeah, I didn't even think about that for you.
But I don't think I would get sick from a headset, from a VR headset, because what makes me sick is seeing motion and not having felt that motion. But if I have a headset on when I'm actually moving, then I'm moving and I know I'm moving and I see the visual motion and it'll match up to my brain where I won't get sick. So I don't think I would get sick.
So if I don't know. If a game has better movement schemes, it doesn't bother you, it doesn't make you sick? Is that basically what it is?
Wait, what did you say?
If a game has better movement schemes, like it works better with its movement, like does it not make you sick?
If my body moves and it matches up with what I'm seeing on the screen, I won't get sick.
It's like Splatoon.
I think that's why I can play Splatoon. Because I'm moving the controller, my body's kind of moving to move the controller sometimes.
So you make it shift where you need it to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's why I don't get sick from that. And I think it's more smoother, too. Because I try to play Splatoon with without the motion controls, and I would get sick doing that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and then Tai Chi is saying some games are designed pretty poorly, where they will like give you motion sickness and stuff. So some people will get motion sickness. I've heard of that before too. But anyways,
all right. So okay. Double piece of news here. James Bond. Apparently, there's been Junior? I missed that show though. They have achievement people that kind of like track for achievements. And achievements being put up for Xbox.
Okay.
And that's how they find out new games are being added to.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right, so specifically, this one website, I'm going to give you the name in a minute, but they discovered there's been achievements uploaded to Xbox about James Bond 007, the GoldenEye game.
What?
Yeah, so they looked into it, and they're called True Achievements, right? And they looked into it, and they see achievements being added to it. They took screenshots and took pictures of it. I don't know if did I give you that. I don't think you did. No, but it's going around because they got shots of it, and they even have the account.
What's this missing Bond? Is this what it is?
No, that's not it. But you can keep that there too. But yeah, so they tracked the achievements, and they were even to find out what accounts were adding these achievements to it, because that usually means they're game testing it, and when they make the achievements in the testing, it shows up. And these guys are on top of it, looking, waiting to see if it comes out.
Yep, yep.
And everybody who's gotten these achievements for this GoldenEye 007 project works for Rare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so they're like, that's crazy. Shit. So they're developing a new remake of 007 for Xbox. So, I mean, this is a rumor leak, but I mean, it sounds like it's basically confirmed if this is like something that's being uploaded into their system.
I know the original version that was on the 64 and stuff like was came out recently, right? And I heard that like people played it and they're like, it doesn't hold up to like how it was back in the day. So this is going to be a remake, right? Where it might look better and stuff.
I think I'm not sure really.
I played GoldenEye when I was a kid too, back in the day with some cousins and stuff. I didn't get sick playing that.
That game has really good controls though. That game has mad controls. Like,
could be a port. Could be a crackhead.
Always. That's always an option. Don't forget that. but yeah, so GoldenEye could be coming to Xbox pretty soon, maybe as a downloadable game or something like that, or, you know, as an updated version, like you were saying, maybe. I guess we'll just have to see. Not really sure, but, yeah, just that's a legendary first-person shooter game that everyone loves. Like, I think that'd be pretty cool to bring it back. People have been waiting for more of that. Also, in a similar piece of news, the 1963 Aston Martin from, James Bond, the Goldfinger movie from back in the 1960s. That's like a relic, like an art piece, because, you know, it's from that movie or whatever, you know?
Right.
This went missing in June of 1997.
Oh.
Yeah, they haven't been able to find it since that fucking time. Like, it went into some, like, special hangar they keep, like, classic stuff
like,
in.
Like, someone bought it and, like, just hid it from the public, maybe?
Yeah, well, it was stored in a place called Boca Raton Airport, and, and it just went missing one day, and like, you know, it's
got jacked.
Been gone for 25 years now, but they finally tracked it down to somewhere in the Middle East. They don't know exactly where, but they're trying to put out announcements right now, let everybody know, like, yo, someone has this car. We're narrowing it down, and we're checking for it. So we're giving you a chance to give it back. You know,
how did it get there?
I don't know. Well, that's the problem. They don't know. Yeah. If they can figure that out, they would have it already. You
like,
know?
But Boca Raton, like was that Florida or some shit, right?
I think Florida.
Is that U.S.?
Yeah. Yeah, it's U.S., but someone snuck it out of there and got it off somewhere.
Fucking,
you know?
Drove it across seas.
No, I mean, it's at an airport. Somebody carried that shit across the ocean. You know, carriers?
That's what they want you to think, too.
Oh, damn, you're right. I don't even know.
007 car, dude.
Yeah, you gotta think 007. You're right. Touche. But yeah, you know, they're like, they're putting out like a little information to give people a chance to give it back. Apparently, they're not paying for it because they know someone stole it. So they're like, they just want someone to give it back, you know, and they won't charge them if they see that they had nothing to do with the actual theft. So,
right. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, James Bond making a comeback. Games and
I can imagine someone like relics. Imagine someone, right? Imagine I can imagine someone like stole it and then sold it and it got passed on a couple times and now they're like,
that's it.
Oh shit, I didn't know this shit was stolen.
No one told me that. I thought it looked like the James Bond card. Yeah. This is, I didn't know it was the James Bond card. Okay, one other quick piece of news. Marvel takes about 30% of the box office for Hollywood this year.
Wow.
Think about it. Eternals.
Yeah.
Black Widow. Spider-Man, Shang-Chi, all came out this year.
Yeah, that's right.
And those are some of the, in every drop, they were some of the biggest movies every time they dropped, so makes sense. I'm like, damn, Marvel on fire still.
Only 30%? What else came out?
That's a lot, bro.
Like, what else came out that was...
The Green Knight, that was really good. The fucking Dune came out.
Okay.
There's other things, too. Halloween Kills came out. That has a big franchise following.
I guess.
What else came out? That's...
Oh, yeah, when did Mortal Kombat come out?
Mortal Kombat came out this year, too, early this year, yeah. There's other things I just can't remember. Fast 9?
Okay, fine. Okay, some shit came
there's
out.
There's that one that fucking movie with all the famous people in it, with Edward Norton and Timothy Chalamet and all those fucking
Suicide
famous
Squad,
people.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit that came out this year, so Marvel, 30% sounds about right. I mean, that's more than I would think they would have. 30% is a lot. Of all of the Hollywood box office, think about that.
I didn't know what came out. I forgot what came out, all right?
Yeah, so that's really impressive. 30% is a lot. Yeah, kicking ass, Marvel. Keep it up. Do you want to tell one, or should I keep going?
Yeah, I got one. So we got...
You only got one left?
Yeah, I do got one left.
Wait, so then maybe I should do another one, huh?
No. You can just finish it off, whatever you already have. Right. But, so, you've been to IKEA?
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
I go to IKEA once in a while still. Usually to get food. But, I'm going through, like, you know how they have all their little setups in every corner to show off their furniture and all that? Like, oh, this is what it looked like in a house, and they have a whole little house setup type of scenario, right? And have you ever, like, looked at the little furniture pieces they have? Like, they'll have, like, a whole, like TV shelf with an actual fake TV there, like a fake like DVD player and all that. And like they're like empty shelves and stuff like that, right? I remember seeing an Xbox there one time, but it wasn't actually an Xbox. It looked like the first, you know, original Xbox, but it was like flat and tinier. So it wasn't actually an Xbox. But you can tell what they're doing, right? Well, apparently they're doing this now where they have fake games on their shelves, you know, to kind of give you that feel like, oh, game collecting and all that, right? So here, and we have Interior Designs of War. We got
that's fucking funny.
Pillow Fortnite. We got Call of Duty.
Here. That's funny.
Is that Small Land Crossing? IKEA Simulator. Grand Theft Meatballs. Furniture Fantasy 7. Swedish Meatball Odyssey 64. Allen Wrench. So, I don't know. IKEA is kind of funny having their little knockoff games and stuff that they're just using for, like, decoration and all that. So, I don't know. Pretty clever over there. So that was funny.
All right.
Smallland is what cool. They that's call what that... their kids' area. Okay, that's what it was. okay. Smallland Crossing. Oh, like Animal Crossing. I don't know why I didn't get that earlier.
So, apparently, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is being petitioned again.
By
fans for Marvel to continue to make it canon. I guess people got scared after Hawkeye and now they said Mockingbird, you know, like the wife is Mockingbird basically. They're like, damn, don't decanonize Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And so now there's a whole fucking movement now, hashtag save Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And you know, the actress Chloe Bennett, the main actress of it's like behind it and shit. And just let it go, guys. Let it go, man. It's not gonna be canon. I'm sorry.
Let it go, dog. It's over.
It wasn't that good. Like, it was okay. You know, like, just let it go. But apparently that they're still fighting for it, and you know, it's still on the board. So if you're a fan of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you want to make it, you should maybe join this whole movement. You know, Quake. Yeah, I know who she is. I just don't care because the show doesn't matter. Sorry, Steve. that's how I feel about it. Other pieces of news. So recently, Justin Wong was in a Street Fighter Third Strike tournament, right?
Yeah, Coulson was on it, by the way, too.
Yeah, I heard. I remember.
So who, yeah?
Justin Wong was in a Third Strike tournament just recently at the beginning of this year. And it's I think it's called... I don't know what it... Yeah, I know what this tournament was called.
He was at
But guess what?
He
lost this tournament in the exact same way he lost to Daigo.
He got fucking.
Oh, he got it? You think he got it, bro? You think he Daigo? Watch, you ain't Daigo. Oh, he Daigo! He Daigo! Look,
Justin Wong's like, he Daigo, no!
He's like, he's Daigo! He's Daigo!
Look, exact same super, died in the same fucking hit of contact.
You know, it was the exact same super because his life was also like.
Like almost nothing.
There's none. So he would have got chipped out from that super.
Yeah, he had to parry
and
it.
This is what makes that moment so great is because.
It was necessity.
Yeah, like it had to be parried to win. If you didn't parry that shit, you were dead. So it had to be parried. So that's what he's trying to do.
He's like, you ain't Daigo. Oh, he's Daigo! He's Daigo! He died, no!
And it was Justin Wong in the corner, like, no, not again. Even to the same falling combo to fucking counter
it
at the
end.
You
think he Daigo? You ain't Daigo.
That's hilarious.
Oh, he
said, you ain't Daigo. Even when I was going to say it.
It's like, you Daigo. That's hilarious. Well, all right. It happens, you know.
So Wong loses the same way he lost before. Man. I was like, Jesus Christ, I can't believe that could happen.
Oh, this happened this year too. Like,
no, that that was just now.
He posted it. He's like, 2022 just started, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, so,
oh, man, that's hilarious.
Yeah, learn from your mistakes, guys. That's the moral of the story here. Don't repeat your mistakes.
It wasn't a tournament. It's just a live stream. Says Tai Chi.
Oh, it was a regular live stream.
Yeah,
match?
I don't think it was a tournament either.
Oh, okay, I thought it was.
I don't think it's been any tournaments yet, but he streams a lot, so.
I guess it was just a live stream, but still defeated in the same way. That's pretty insane. I guess my last piece of news, Activision is, you know, been cracking down on cheating on Call of Duty for the past year or two. I think we've done a couple articles on it here on Unfocus too. And apparently, they're not just cracking down on the people using the cheating anymore. Now they're going for the fucking companies that are making the cheating engines.
I mean, as they should, I guess.
I don't know why this wasn't happening any sooner, but
true.
Now they've tracked down to a company called Engine Owning, and they make a lot of the hacks that people can use again, and now they're suing them directly. So, yeah, I think there'll be some. If you're someone that hates getting cheated in Call of Duty, and especially Warfare, Modern Warfare 3, and what's the other one, the main offender?
Probably some of the older ones, huh?
Yeah, some of the older ones. Warzone, I guess.
Oh, and, Warzone's new.
And Vanguard, yeah. If you hate getting cheated.
Oh, Vanguard as well?
Yeah, apparently those three games are the most cheated games, apparently, from hackers and stuff. Yeah. So there's going to be some justice for you soon. So if you want to start playing the game again soon, it looks like now's the time.
That's interesting. All right.
Yeah. And lastly, is gone. GameWorks is gone. For real, for real.
I heard that one in Vegas was like closed recently.
Yeah, I think they're all closing now. Like that's the end of them. GameWorks is missing. Or they're losing all of their company branches that are physical.
Wow.
I think they have a new system that service they're trying to do online, but it's not GameWorks.
Yeah, the one in Vegas was by that M&M World place, right? Mm-hmm. They actually moved that off the strip a little bit further down.
I heard. I never saw it, but I heard.
I've been there before with like Ann and stuff. I guess I heard recently that place is gone now too.
Oh really?
Yeah, like that just.
That's
closed.
Probably what they're talking about here then.
Maybe, yeah. That's crazy. Oh well. I wish I went there more.
Yeah, we had some fun times back when we were broke there though.
Right.
Yeah, man, so GameWorks, guys. I think it'll be closing soon, so I think there's time to get in some last-minute visits if you're actually living there.
But yeah, for near one. I don't think. Do we have any around here? I don't think so.
No, we don't have GameWorks.
Not that I know.
California.
We got round one, though.
Yeah, we just went better. all right, so shall we jump to predictions, man?
All right, let's go over last year's predictions. So last year, around this time of the year, we made some predictions calling out like what we predict is going to happen in 2021. And so I went back and got some clips from that. And let's see how right or wrong we were. Let's start off with, let's go into this.
My first prediction, I wrote this before the podcast.
Okay.
Young Avengers
and
Daredevil. Charlie Cox.
So, like, as an announcement, like, as a thing that's going to happen?
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be in a movie or an appearance, but I think one of the two is going to happen for both of them. Either Young Avengers will appear, or they'll tell us it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Like, they'll announce, like, that this is coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing with Daredevil. Either he'll appear, or they'll say something is going to happen.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
I was wrong about Young Avengers, but I was right about Daredevil.
Yeah.
Damn.
So definitely like a full point if we're doing like some type of point system. Full point there because pretty good there.
Mind taker, man. Mind taker. I could just feel it, man.
But yeah, like, but it's good to like not be so specific about it and just be kind of vague about it. And you kind of did that, like, yeah, they're either gonna announce it or we're gonna get an appearance. That's all you have to say. And
yeah,
right. At the very end, we got an appearance
right before the fucking end of the podcast. Yeah,
yep, that's crazy.
And he's a very good lawyer, you know. Yeah.
So we got one there. All right, what's the next?
Oh wait,
one?
Did you? Oh, I guess last piece of news that I didn't mention. Did you hear the Echo showrunner writers? Are the Daredevil showrunner writers?
Ooh.
They hired the Daredevil writers to write the Echo show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that doesn't guarantee any connections, but they want that feel for Echo's show, mm-hmm. which gives me more hope about Daredevil being in the Echo show.
Right, right. That's crazy. All right, let's go on to this next one. I think it was my prediction, maybe?
All right.
It's for Soul Calibur 6. I think Soul Calibur is doing pretty good. It's not doing like Tekken numbers right now, but it's doing pretty good right now, and then been supporting it pretty well too, right? Mm. So I'm gonna say we will get an announcement for our third season.
One of my announcements is linked to yours. I think Lizard Man and Rock will definitely be in Soul Calibur 6.
And that could be in season 3.
Yeah,
because season 2 is done.
I don't think season 7. I think 6. I'm sorry. I don't think Soul Calibur 7. I think Soul Calibur 6.
6 that you'll get those characters.
Lizard Man and Rock. So yeah. I'm with you on that.
And we were wrong.
Yeah, we were wrong.
We got no announcement for
actually,
a new
season. Actually, we were super wrong about that because not only that, but they also said that they're not supporting Soul Calibur
That's
anymore.
Right. They actually did say that they're not going to do anything anymore. That's right.
Yeah, so actually, we were totally wrong on that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sucks.
But we had faith, though. That's all that matters.
All right, what's the next one that we have here?
Spoiler. Anyone who has not seen season 2 of The Mandalorian...
Oh.
Close your ears and or ignore what I'm about to say. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. More Luke Skywalker. I think he's going to be cameoed throughout all these different Star Wars projects that were announced last month.
Okay.
And I think we're going to see him sprinkled throughout things. A lot of people think he's going to get his own show. I don't think so.
No.
I think they're going to sprinkle him into a lot of different things to keep people excited as to when he's going to show up.
Yeah. Did we get any?
Well, it's hard to say because all the shows we were supposed to get got pushed back. We didn't get any of the shows.
Bad Batch came out.
Yeah, that's true. Bad Batch came out and Luke Skywalker wasn't in that, so I guess technically you say I was wrong. But really, all the other shows
didn't even come out.
Yeah, you know? Nothing came out. Like, most of them were canceled, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Like, they're not doing...
screwed again.
Yeah, Ranger of the New Republic is not happening. There's another one that they hadn't announced that's not happening. There's like 3 of them. Oh, that Patty Jenkins Rogue One movie. Supposedly it is still happening, but it's been put on hiatus.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of the projects that were announced for that Star Wars Day, like, they all got pushed back, so we got nothing this year except for Book of Boba Fett and Bad Batch. And Book of Boba Fett just started, so we don't really know anything about that. Mm. I guess we'll have to find out.
Yeah, everything's just pushed right now. All right, let's see
what was not our fault.
So Nintendo has some shit things happen with them that they did themselves in the last couple of months of last year, right? Mm-hmm. So I think Nintendo will try to make up for it with maybe some big Smash tournament of some sort.
Whoa.
That I don't think will go off well, though. I think people are going to be like, they're going to see through it. Like, this is just trying to kiss up to us. This tournament actually sucks.
But you think they're going to do it at
But
least.
I think they're going to try some tournament to kind of make up for it. Like, look, yeah, we like to do tournaments.
Yeah, we're fun.
But it's not going to be what we wanted, though.
I agree. I think you're
right. I think they're going to try.
I like that prediction. I think you're right about that.
And guess what?
Damn. AJ, you hit the hammer. You hit the nail on the head with the hammer.
They actually came out and
damn, they did do that.
Like, we haven't gotten the tournament yet, but they did announce a few months ago that they're going to do a big Smash circuit along with Melee as well.
Melee and the
Ultimate
Smash.
And Melee. Damn, in
AJ.
Collaboration with Panda Global. So I forgot I made that prediction at all.
Dude, you were on
and when
it,
I was
man.
Going back listening to this, I was like, oh, shit. I called that shit,
You're
man.
On it. Good shit, man. Good shit.
Man, that's crazy. But it hasn't happened yet, though. We got an announcement, not an actual tournament. So, like, you know, maybe half a point or whatever. But
I give you a full point because that was so dead on.
It, right?
That's pretty good. Well called.
That was good. All right, what else do we got here?
There's going to be a massive war for the Transformers toys. Because I think after these this next season comes out on Netflix,
where's Wags?
It's gonna be a whole new line of Transformer toys.
Yeah, which we already kind of announced like previously.
Yeah,
right?
We talked about them. They are coming. I don't think Netflix is gonna have the production skill and money to keep up the toys, and I think it's gonna get real bad, bro.
Yeah,
they're gonna get expensive. They're gonna get hard to find, and it's gonna be a fucking war for these characters.
I have to look into that and see how right I was about. I was about that. I didn't hear anything about something like that.
I know Wags. I remember in listening back to that episode too. Wags did have a toy roundup that day, saying that they accidentally released something early, like Target or Walmart released something early, and it was already like being like all bought up and being sold for like triple the price on like eBay and shit.
Yeah.
And then he was just talking about Tigatron on the last show, I believe, how like he just barely found one. I did find a Tigatron for myself, but I bought it just because of what Wags was saying. But then I got into a Target again. I saw like five on the shelf. I was like, oh, wait, they're not that fucking hard to find right now. So I don't know. I kind of see them. I kind of don't sometimes. I don't think it's that bad.
Well, apparently there was a big issue with there was a 2020 release for Hasbro PulseCon. There was a Unicron companion pack that was a bitch to get, and people are still fighting to get that now. There's also Generations Legacy. It had deluxe figures for Skids, Dragstrip, Prime Universe, RC, Kickback, Prime Universe, Bulkhead.
But these are like Transformers, and I think you're talking about more about the Beast Wars stuff.
Oh, okay, then no, I was wrong. There's not a big fight for the Beast Wars. Oh, except for you said like Tigatron, that's the only thing.
Yeah, but like, again, I was seeing some on the shelf like just the other day.
That might have been the ketchup.
Yeah, for sure.
Why did that even happen?
I don't know. But, I don't know. Not really that bad.
I mean, it sounds kind of close. I mean,
yeah, close.
I don't think that's wrong.
I guess not completely wrong. I don't know. We'll do like half a point or something.
Half point sounds right. Okay.
What's next? If sales for Black Widow is not good, like if it doesn't do too good in the box offices or whatever, then I think they're going to put it onto Disney Plus as soon as possible. Like if it doesn't make the numbers they want within like the first month or something, then we'll see it like, you know, on Disney Plus like after like 9 weeks or something like that. Usually they wait like 3 months or so, right, to put shit out like that.
Yeah, about 2-3 months, let it ride a little bit.
I don't know about that one. You know, if it doesn't do good in that first couple weeks, then they're gonna
Disney Plus
as soon as possible. So that Black Widow, if it didn't do like really good in that first couple of weeks, if it didn't meet the numbers that Disney or Marvel expected, then they would just push it out to Disney Plus right away.
Well, and that kind of is what happened, isn't it?
And instead, they just put it out on Disney Plus day one. It wasn't because they weren't doing good in the box office.
They just wanted to get Disney Plus up there, basically.
So I think that's what it was. Yeah. So like, they didn't do what I wanted them to do. They didn't put it in theaters first. It just came out everywhere, which also led into problems, though. So like, they kind of fucked up. I don't know. They should listen to me. So I don't know. I'm not gonna take any credit for that because they just fucked up my own game plan there. What else do we got here?
Hunter x Hunter. I think we're going to get more Hunter x Hunter in some media. I don't know if it's going to be the manga. I don't know if it's going to be anime. It might even be a fucking live action thing. But I think we're definitely going to get some more Hunter x Hunter in some media. Maybe even a video game. But I think they know people are pissed. People have been waiting. Mm-hmm. They've been promising us shit that hasn't been coming. I think they're going to do something this year.
Are we still waiting?
I think we are. I don't think we got anything. we got a couple like...
You got me watching it.
That's something, eh? I don't think they actually said anything. There's been people talking. Apparently, there's been an announcement of a Hunter x Hunter season 7.
Wait. Didn't the manga continue again?
No.
Oh, okay. Damn, okay.
There's a lot. Okay, I'm looking here. There's apparently a lot of talk about Hunter x Hunter season 7 that started coming out in December. I wasn't paying attention then, but... I'm about to do some research into this, but it looks like something might have happened, actually.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Wow, I didn't know about this. I guess so. Damn, I didn't know anything about this. Okay.
Possible point. We'll see.
Possible. We'll look into it.
What else we got here? You got like one or two more.
Virtua Fighter. Last year we got an announcement for something regarding Virtua Fighter.
Did it come out?
No, we have nothing. No other like news or details about it at all. But I think this year they'll come out and tell us new game coming out in 2022.
We actually got it this year, or the last year in 2021. Virtua Fighter got re-released.
Yeah, so you're right.
It was the same game, but it was re-released with some update patches. I think they even added new like items and stuff like that.
I'd say that's a win. They really did it.
So that kind of was a win. It wasn't a new game, actually. So maybe half a point, because it wasn't a new game. But it was a re-release of the past game. So that was pretty close. What else we got here? We got one more, I believe.
Matrix 4, ooh, which is set to come out this year, released on both streaming and movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say this because I want to curse it. I think it's going to flop.
You think so? Yeah.
Even if it's good, I think it's still going to flop.
Mm.
But I just feel like there's too many, young kids don't know care or know and
yeah.
don't care to know because they're like, what the fuck is this?
Wow.
Did it flop?
Yeah.
It did?
It flopped hard.
Oh, shit.
I didn't expect I called that one, actually. Oh, wow. Shit. Damn, I'm on it.
Damn. Yeah, because I haven't really heard about it, actually, other than like, oh, yeah, actually, no, I kind of heard people saying, like, it wasn't as good.
Yeah,
it was better than the last sequels, but not as good as the original, so I guess that is kind of a flop.
Honestly, I still don't think it was even as good as Reloaded. I think Reloaded was better, you know.
Damn, that's crazy.
It was, like, I watched it, it was all right.
All right, well.
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, you should watch it. They do some interesting things. There's some good things about it, but it's just like, meh. They didn't really do anything cool, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess I was on it.
I think I got one more here.
Three.
Ooh.
What'd you say? Wait, you
know, AJ?
Splatoon 3.
I think you're more right than you think. I think we're going to hear that. Like.
My
first prediction.
So we didn't go into like what my... This is Splatoon 3. But I was kind of right because we didn't have the announcement then. Later on, we did get an announcement that Splatoon 3 was coming.
They did say it was happening.
Yeah. I think we like some E3 news or something like that. Some Nintendo Direct that
somebody
came out.
Somebody definitely said it was happening.
But we did get some news that there is Splatoon 3 coming. We just don't have any dates, barely any gameplay. We actually did get some gameplay like recently, actually, like a little bit of it. So I was kind of right. We did get some announcements for Splatoon 3.
You weren't wrong.
Yeah. So that's all the prediction we made last year. We got like maybe like half of them right, right?
I think we did more than half. Yeah, because the things that we got right were like
half,
like super right.
Oh, some were like super right. Yeah, like the Smash tournament thing and the Daredevil thing.
Yeah, we killed
those.
Those are spot on
right there, right?
You heard it here first. Yeah, as we always say.
All right, so ready for some new predictions for 2022?
Yeah, man. Here's with your first one.
On me? All right. So mine is going to follow up on that last one. Splatoon 3 coming out holiday 2022. So I think we're going to get this game this year. End of the year, of course.
Yeah.
Because if they just barely started production, we got a little bit of gameplay like a couple months ago, I'm pretty sure they'll be able to finish it by the end of this year. So that's kind of my prediction right now. Splatoon 3 coming out holiday 2022.
Okay. For me... Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
Okay.
I think we're going to see Wolverine, man. Not the new Wolverine, not the one that we're going to have going forward into Marvel, but
Hugh
Jackman's going to show up in it, man. And this is aside from any knowledge that I know about that movie.
Okay.
This is like unrelated to anything I know.
You have some cheating knowledge.
I have some cheating knowledge, but this is not part of any of the cheating knowledge I have.
So you think those reshoots might have been him?
That's what I'm thinking. I think the reshoots recently done it included Hugh Jackman to be Wolverine, even if for a little cameo, you know? Yeah, that's my guess.
Mr. Carnival in chat wanted to throw some predictions out there. Tekken 8 info possibly this summer.
Ooh, I could believe that. I honestly think they're going to ride 7 another year.
I think so, too.
But I think Mr. Carnival could be right. I could see a possibility.
Yeah. I was going to have that prediction, but I'm like, no. I think they're going to ride that out a little bit longer. But what I do think might be announced this year is Street Fighter 6.
Ah, Street Fighter 6.
I think we'll get an announcement for that. No actual game this year, but an announcement that, hey, it's coming. We're working on it 2023.
See, that's funny. I think for my gaming prediction, Soul Calibur 7.
You think we're going to announce it for Soul Calibur 7?
I think so. The only reason I say that is because Tekken doesn't need to have another one come out right away to stay popular. It's pretty popular now. Soul Calibur 7, if they want to keep that franchise, because this is the most success they've had out of Soul Calibur
but
since.
But didn't Homeboy like leave the production? Kubo?
I don't think that's going to change anything. I think they're still going to try and make another one if they want to save it. Because here's the thing, 6 had the most success since 2. So I kind of feel like this is their chance to keep jumping on that franchise and keep it making money off of it. Maybe they'll get the Tekken guy to make it, which could be interesting. I don't know. Maybe that'll be bad. I don't know. But that's my guess. Soul Calibur announcement for a new Soul Calibur game.
Okay. So we got Street Fighter, we got Tekken from chat, we got you saying new Soul. Nick All-Stars Brawl. I think they're going to be desperate. Kind of desperate. That game was pretty cheap when it came out. It was like $40, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't the full 60. That's probably why we didn't get any voice acting. So I think they're going to go ahead and do like a DLC, a paid DLC that we got to pay for to get some voice acting into it.
I won't buy it.
You won't buy it?
No, fuck that shit.
I got to play Garfield, dude. I need to play Garfield. But... I'm thinking they might do a
DLC. I could see them doing it. You could be right.
Because also does that Warner Brothers game that has the voice acting in it that we heard and stuff. They even went out of the way in their interview talking about the game like, oh, we got voice acting in here too.
So that's right. They did
I think Nicola is like, fuck, guys, we fucked up. We got to do this right now, but we need money. So DLC, like 20, 30 bucks, maybe a couple new characters, and then it's going to introduce new voice, you know, all the sounds and all that. But I think they're going to go to the archives. I think they're going to not re-record people, but they're going to go back and maybe take it from their old shows and all that, okay, whatever they have recorded. So more of a hope.
All right. My opinion, new Smash Brothers game.
I think we're going to get an announcement. You think so?
I think so, because they're already talking about the development of it this year. They were saying that they're kind of wanting to wait on saying anything because they're saying that it's going to have to be a stripped-down cast. They were just talking about this like a few weeks ago, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the fact they're talking about it right now means they're actively in a room fucking planning it, trying to make it happen, you know? So I'm going to say like October, November, maybe we'll start hearing something about a new Smash game and that okay, it's in the works, you know?
I don't know. You think we'll hear it from Nintendo directly or more of a rumor?
Nintendo directly.
You think they know? Okay.
Because I don't think they want to, especially if this tournament they throw goes well or decently, I think they'll want to keep the fire going.
Yeah, what if they do that? What if at the end of that tournament, announcement, new Smash Brothers in development?
I could see that. Is there an event? If the event's only Smash Brothers, like, that might as well just, you know, use that for that whole thing. Okay. Could almost be like their D23.
Yeah, event. I see that.
Yeah, so that's my guess. Smash Brothers. I also think we're going to get an announcement about Smash Brothers being having more tag team moves in it.
Because of, like, the Warner Bros. Game?
Yes. I think they're going to go further, though. I think they're going to do, like, Street Fighter. You know how people have, like, tag team supers specifically for two characters together?
Yeah.
I think Smash won't have tag teams for everybody. I think certain people, like Mario and Luigi, will have a special tag team.
Yeah.
Like, Zelda and Link will have a special tag team move, you know? Like, I think they're going to start playing around with shit like that.
Like,
you know?
Smash Ball, like, tag combos.
Yeah, stuff like exactly. That, right? Stuff like that. Like maybe even a meter. Maybe, like, a limit break meter. I can see that, yeah.
We'll see. That sounds cool. Yeah. I like that. I'll give you one that kind of goes with that. I think yours will be true if this happens. So my other prediction, we're going to get some hard rumors, maybe even like hard rumors as in like a blueprint type of thing or like some type of patent that people find in those patents. You know, people always search into patents.
Yeah, yeah.
About a new Nintendo system.
Oh,
I think we're around that time right now. We're like,
it's about time for a new Nintendo,
like a new system. Like, not maybe just not the exact system yet, but just those rumors are going to start leaking out pretty soon. We're going to see some blueprints somewhere, the patents, you know, some registered trademark about something. You know, people are going to find these this year.
I can see that.
Nintendo won't say anything though. They're not going to announce it. They'll probably go out and deny it.
But people are going to come out.
But we're going to see some of those hard like little leaks there.
Okay. Here's a personal prediction: a new Ninja Turtles movie. Hopefully a dark one. With fucking cool ninja shit actually happening. Maybe have the movie start with them all wearing the redhead bands.
Michael Bay already did that.
No. Anyway. You know, maybe a movie that starts off with them all wearing the red headbands, you know, and then eventually they dye their headbands in different colors.
Oh, that'd be dope.
And actual, like the first one, you know, like actual them fighting ninjas and stuff. Like, I feel like that would be a really cool thing. And I feel like it's about time for a new Ninja Turtles movie. Michael Bay's failure had time to sit for a while, you know?
It's had time to be forgotten about.
Yeah.
Hair Maraca says, animated movie?
We have so many of those. I feel like it's time for a new live action, man. I hope.
You think so?
It could be animated, but my hope is that it's live action. Yeah.
I want to say I heard something about a new Turtles thing, but I can't remember what it was. If I heard it was going to be a movie or what. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. I have no basis to go off of to assist you in that. My last prediction that I have here, though, is regarding the other game we're just talking about, the Warner Brothers fighting game, Multiverses. Mm-hmm. We already know it's going to be free to play. They said that, right? I think I mentioned this before, too. I think it's going to be free play, like League of Legends is free play, where you're going to have a certain roster that's always available, a small little handful of characters, right? And everything else will be cycled every like week or every month or something. You'll get like something else that's available for a little bit. Everything else will be locked. You can see them there. You can use them if you pay for them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to cycle through, and that's how they're going to make their money, by selling.
That's smart.
By buying the character. Like, hey, if you want this character available all the time, you can buy it. Like $10 a character or something like that.
That's a pretty smart way to do it.
I think that's what League of Legends does.
And they are running in a similar system to them, right? So
I'm guessing they're going to do that. I'm also thinking, like, it'll be cool maybe if they would do some type of, Like, let's say you buy the Wonder Woman movie, you know, maybe you'll get like free DLC, like, oh, you can get Wonder Woman in this game now since you bought the movie on Blu-ray or something
That'd be pretty cool, you know?
Like, maybe they'll do some of tie-ins like that, or if you go see the movie, maybe you get some DLC for the game.
Yeah, if you get Game of Thrones, if you download Game of Thrones separately.
You know? Right, yeah. Like, or you subscribe for HBO Max, and now you're, you know, you're eligible to get this DLC costume pack or something like that, you know?
I could see that.
So maybe they'll do some tie-ins like that, because it's free to play, so they got to get some way to make some money and get people to come play it, right? So I feel like they might do something like that. At the very least, do the whole like League of Legends you know, pricing mechanic there.
All right. Okay, so I mean, we just did an Unfocus year prediction. I don't know if we need a day prediction. One thing I want to say though, my friend Jeremy Adams, I was mentioning he did Mortal Kombat 1 and 2, the animated movies, and he did Batman Soul of the Dragon and Justice Society.
Right, right.
All four of those are on HBO Max right now.
Cool.
Watch them. The Mortal Kombat animated movies are so fucking good. AJ, you should watch them. They're both there finally to stream. Just watch the first one. I guarantee you'll want to watch the second one.
Yeah, really, I want to get to them. I'm not saying I won't.
Well, no, for once they're on Max now, so you should watch them while they're streamable.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have the physical one, but I know you're probably not going to grab it. So check it out. Other things, yeah. Batman Soul of the Dragon, written by him as well. Jeremy Adams, that's there. And then Justice Society, that's also there. So if you guys want to check them out, they're on HBO Max. I don't think I have any direct unfocused plans for the week, just to read more comics. I want to read more comics. Anything you want to say, AJ?
Like they're doing Unfocus Week, or what are we doing?
Unfocus Week, yeah.
Unfocus. I don't know.
Yeah, so we did a year, so I mean...
Like, for the year? I don't know.
We already said our year, so I feel like there's no point in...
We did predictions, but I don't have no, like, year thing. A year, I don't know, the usual print more than 3. I was looking at this today, because I built these deck boxes to hold, like, my cards in. I want to redo them so they're better. It makes that horrible scratching sound just because I printed it weird.
Can't you just shave something off, maybe?
I probably could do that, right? But the one thing I like about this little lock mechanism that I made that locks it up. But I was like looking at this today. I'm like, I want to redesign it where I print it better, but it won't make that horrible sound when you open it. But maybe make it more modular in some way so I can print it in a way where that sound won't happen. Hmm. Something I was just thinking about, trying to think of a new design. That's one thing I definitely want to do. I got my 3D printer working again, so I've been printing stuff again. So I want to actually do that thing I've been talking about, my arcade stick, make it that whole button change-out thing. I haven't like thought about it in a long time, but I want to get back to doing that. One of my main goals that I want to do this year, though, is make a bot for like Discord. And that, you don't fuck with Discord a lot, but
no.
If you have a certain bots can do like crazy shit. One of the bots that I like is the one that tells us like Soul Calibur moves and all that. You can type something in the Discord.
I've used that one before, yeah.
Right? And it'll give you some information, right? Imagine that for Digimon cards. You're like, oh, Agumon, you know, BT1. And then it'll give you the list of Agumon, the picture there with all the, you know, stats for it, whatever. Whatever it says on the card, right? So you don't have to go look for it, right? I want to make something like that. Just to see if I can do it, mainly. And if I can make it pretty and cool enough, maybe give it out to the public.
That's pretty cool, AJ.
So that's something I want to try to do. Because I fucked around with making a bot. I can make a bot, like, appear and, like, respond to you. And now it's just that extra step of making it, like, work in a way. That's, I guess, a goal for the year.
For me, it's more videos, man. Apparently, our fucking Slayers video is doing really well. I was looking at that shit. I'm like, the fuck, man? I need to make more of these, so... That's the thing. I want to make more videos, more anime reviews specifically, I guess, you know? Because I have fun doing it, too. It's just a lot of work, but I like it.
You know, it's been about a year since that last one came out. Because, again, in that last episode I listened to review for our predictions, you were talking about finishing that up.
Oh, that's funny. So it's already been a year. Wait, all right, okay. It's time for next. I want to do Slayers Next and Slayers Try, like, pretty consecutive to each other.
Right.
So I've been watching Try lately. So, yeah, that's one thing is more videos, more side videos, because apparently those are liked.
Go to a Digimon tournament?
Yeah, I want to go to a lot more, man. We're I don't know. I feel like we got pretty decent decks. Just gotta test them out a little bit.
Yeah, I want to go to one on a Sunday. I keep forgetting. Like I keep saying, like, oh, I'm gonna go this Sunday, and Sunday happens. Like, okay, I'm gonna try to go later on, and then time just flies, and all of a sudden it's like it's 5 o'clock already. Like, oh fuck, they're already starting.
And I just started working again, so I can't go this Sunday. Sunday's my first day back to work.
Damn. Yeah. So, but maybe I'll try to go. I don't know. We'll see. I'll try.
Win for both of us, AJ. All right. I'm focused. Anything else you want to say?
For the week. Yeah, just try to do that and play some more the usual. I haven't played my Switch. I got to get on that Shining Pearl and all that. play some Snap, hopefully. We're finishing reading my comics. I got the usual stuff. But I'm mainly going to just try to find more things to 3D print. Maybe work on those things I was actually just talking about. Mm. And watch some more. Maybe try to go find out how to watch My Hero Academia. And finish watching Cobra Kai.
Okay. Yeah, Cobra Kai. I want to start that. I want to get back into that too. Like, start it over again, probably.
You got any Unfocus Week stuff?
No, I think that's about it. Finished Titans. I've been watching that Titans show, so I got a little bit left of it. You know, like I just said, I want to start Cobra Kai over, maybe. Mm-hmm. I've only seen a couple episodes, so I kind of want to start from the beginning. Maybe watch Karate Kid 3 again. You know, why not? It's been a long-ass time.
I got to go try to watch that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's an awesome How I Met Your Mother reference in Cobra Kai.
Well, everybody's fucking resounding to Cobra Kai right away.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that was Unfocused. Thanks for joining us. I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think we're done here.
Oh, more Smash Brothers. I'll play more Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
That's right.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!